Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 21st. You'll be interested to know. 66 years ago today, in 1959, Hawaii was officially admitted as the 50th state of the United States. This momentous occasion marked the culmination of a long journey from the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893 and subsequent annexation by the United States in 1898. The strategic importance of Hawaii during World War II, particularly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, highlighted its value to the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 63 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:33, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:59. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain showers before noon, then partly sunny skies with a high around 70. Expect a gentle northeast breeze at 7 to 14 mph. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, a low of 60, and a light northeast wind at 13 mph. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 10:30 with a low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday, with a high near 77 and a northeast wind. Saturday stays sunny, reaching a high near 82, with clear nights. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain later, with highs around 82. Rain showers are likely Monday, with a high near 79 and a chance of thunderstorms. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a rare tick-borne disease has taken hold on Martha's Vineyard, leaving many locals unable to enjoy their favorite foods. Andrew Keenan, a former chef, experienced this firsthand after being diagnosed with alpha-gal syndrome, an allergy to red meat and most dairy products that can result from a tick bite. Hundreds on the island are now adopting vegan diets out of necessity, avoiding foods that contain alpha-gal, a sugar molecule found in most mammals. Local restaurants have adapted to this trend, offering alpha-gal-friendly options as residents seek support and share experiences online, highlighting a significant change in their culinary landscape. Now on to sports. The PGA Tour is set for gigantic changes as Tiger Woods leads a new committee aimed at modernizing the tour. Woods, who has seen the sport evolve over his 3 decades, is tackling the challenge of reshaping how the tour operates. With potential changes like fewer events and higher stakes, the goal is to get the biggest stars competing together more often. Woods stated, "Nothing's off the table," emphasizing the need for a clean sheet of paper. As the tour navigates competition from LIV Golf, its leadership remains committed to enhancing the sport while balancing player interests. In local sports, the Red Sox were off last night, but tonight they are back in action, facing the Yankees in New York for Game 1 of a 4-game series. Lucas Giolito takes the mound with an 8-2 record and a 3.63 earned run average, opposing Lewis Gill, who is 1-1 with a 5.14. First pitch at 7:15 at Yankee Stadium under clear skies and 71 degrees. In top news, in Silicon Valley, a growing obsession with creating smarter babies is emerging among tech executives. Many are investing tens of thousands of dollars in genetic testing services that promise to screen embryos for intelligence. Svi Bensen-Tilson, a mathematician, leads the Berkeley Genomics Project, advocating for this new frontier. Matchmakers are pairing tech leaders with high IQ partners, further fueling this trend. However, bioethicists warn about the implications of genetic selection, questioning fairness, and unintended consequences. While some believe it could lead to higher intelligence, experts caution that current methods only predict modest improvements in cognitive ability. In business news, the United States' labor force is shrinking at alarming rates, signaling potential economic disaster. Over the past 3 months, the country has lost 790,000 workers. A significant drop in immigration and challenges like high childcare costs are contributing factors. Companies are struggling to hire talent, particularly in the tech sector, where giants like Meta and Microsoft are vying for limited resources. However, many businesses may soon scale back hiring, impacting consumer spending, which drives nearly 70% of the economy. Without smart policy changes, reversing this trend seems unlikely. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $114,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.93. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google recently made a bold statement regarding its Pixel 10 Pro Fold, emphasizing that IP68 protection does not last forever. The company clarified that no phone is completely waterproof or dustproof, as sealants degrade over time, especially when exposed to salt or chlorine, or after physical damage. Additionally, liquid damage is not covered under warranty. This candid admission is rare among manufacturers. Google shared the details in advertising materials, highlighting the reality of folding glass technology and the plastic screen protectors often included with folding phones. For more insights, tune into The Vergecast, a flagship podcast from The Verge. In entertainment news, an officer and a spy marks Roman Polanski's return to U.S. theaters after its 2019 release in France. This historical drama, retitled from the original French, centers on the Dreyfus Affair, a notorious case of antisemitism. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, portrayed by Louis Garrel, is imprisoned based on questionable evidence. The film follows George Pickford, played by Gene Dudgerton, who discovers crucial evidence that could exonerate Dreyfus. Although Polanski's past has drawn scrutiny, this film showcases his directorial prowess. With a gripping narrative and powerful themes of justice, An Officer and a Spy stands as a significant cinematic achievement. Well, all righty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and futurist, Alvin Toffler. And he said, "The great growling engine of change, technology, is transforming our world and the way we live. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.